Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Once again, there are some surprises and history being made at the 90th Academy Awards. And yes, black folks are all up in the house. First, Guillermo del Toro's lavish monster romance, The Shape of Water, fished out 13 nominations. I sort of don't get it. It was a beautiful film, but hey. Greta Gerwig became just the fifth woman nominated for Best Director for her film Lady Bird. And Mudbound cinematographer Rachel Morrison made history as the first woman ever to earn a nod in that category. Now, Oscar voters came up with 9 Best Picture nominees this year. The Shape of Water, 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Lady Bird, Get Out, Darkest Hour, The Post, Dunkirk, and Call Me By Your Name, and Phantom Thread. Jordan Peele got a nod for Get Out as director. He becomes the fifth black filmmaker ever nominated for Best Director, and only the third to helm a Best Picture nominee, following Barry Jenkins last year for Moonlight. Ooh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we got another one again this year? Anyway, the film's breakout star, Daniel Kaluuya, was also nominated for Best Actor. Denzel Washington's Roman J. Israel Esquire was also nominated for Best Actor because he probably eclipsed James Franco, the disaster artist. You know, Franco was accused of sexual misconduct, which he denied just days before the Oscar voting closed. Oops. Although all of the frontrunners, Frances McDormand, Gary Oldman, Allison Janney, and Sam Rockwell, you know, because they've been winning everything this season, they were the expected nominees. But then there were more surprises. Octavia Spencer pulled a Best Supporting nod along with Mary J. Blige in the same category. Ooh, it's going to be hard to beat Allison Janney in that one. But anyway, I'm so happy for those ladies. Mary has 2 Oscar noms, with the second for her music and lyrics for Mudbound, along with Raphael Sadiq and Tara Stinson. Christopher Plummer, you know, he replaced Kevin Spacey in the Ridley Scott All the Money in the World, also sneaked into a Best Supporting category. Plummer was added to the film in the reshoots little more than a month before the film was released. That was pretty amazing. And even Kobe Bryant landed an Oscar nomination with his short film, Dear Basketball. The Oscars air on Sunday, March 4th. Yes, Jimmy Kimmel is back as host. And no, there will not be another moment like last year when the wrong Best Picture was called instead of the real winner, Moonlight. The envelope, please. We'll be there on the red carpet and backstage. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN online.